Wow.
Like it?
That was pretty awesome. That was probably one of the most unusual shows I've ever heard. The whole story told through sound.
Mm-hmm.
So some people are asking if you've been looking at the Twitter about some of the sources of the sound. The creepy voice in the beginning, was that something you guys edited, or did you find some of those?
Some of the voices were Hiram that he just distorted when he was putting everything together, and he used Adobe Audition, I believe, and a lot of the other ones were some we just found on Freesound, and some of the other ones were literally people who were working as freaks, clowns, whatever, in Halloween Haunt at King's Dominion.
Wow. So there were a lot of people that you got involved adding their voices to it, but some really, I mean, the editing on this is just, it's professional. I mean, hats off to you guys for assembling it, and for Hiram, it sounds like, who did a lot of the lifting, and for going out to King's Dominion to get the sounds.
Yeah, which is a real pain, definitely.
Yeah, but what, you know, you actually kind of didn't follow any of the model shows that we gave you, which was great. I like to see that, the fact that you found a way to tell the story through there, which, I mean, maybe just give, like, the synthesis for those. You know, I think I understand it, but, like the interpretation that you have of this story.
I mean, I just kind of viewed it as, maybe since I've, like, gone to it a bunch of times before and I know, but it's kind of like, the way I was picturing it is like walking through each of the houses and like these are the things that would pop out in you. That's the sounds that you heard. That's just kind of like what I would picture it as. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I was also thinking about the idea about, you know, we see this amusement park as this kind of bright place we go to in the summertime, mm-hmm. and then thinking about it having like this almost alternative reality. At night, yeah. when it closes, or in the off season when there's nobody there, like there are things that go on. That's kind of where I took it.
Exactly. It kind of makes me think of I don't know, because kind of like a haunted mansion that's like a tourist attraction by day and like a freak show by night, I guess you could say.
Absolutely. Well, let me just I'm checking the Twitter to see what's going on. People talking about great editing, says Basha, good sound effects. Freaking creepy, says the guy who's with the zombie show next, is Daniel. So I know they went with a similar dark theme. Haley had asked if the voice of the in the beginning was one of those groups that you answered. I think that sounded like that was Hiram doing the editing there. Awesome intro. So great show. I'm just so excited to see what you guys did. You really pulled it together, pulled off something different. You hit 24 listeners, man.
Oh, snap.
They
came. I was trying to tell some of my friends to listen to it, so I'm glad. I guess at least a couple of them did, but awesome. That's really cool.
That's good, but you got to get a screenshot of that, so you know you have some proof of that. But that is, I never think I get...
What was the next highest? Or was that the highest?
That's the highest right now. The highest before that was 18.
Oh, cool. Sweet.
So I guess it's something about haunted houses that draws in people. But, you know, there's some good Twitter activity going on. I think people are curious. And congrats for you for pulling off just a fantastic show.
Thanks a lot, Professor.
And so any parting words you want to say to your legions of fans, 30,000 victims?
Bring a buddy.
Bring a buddy.
Don't go alone.
Do you like amusement parks?
I love amusement parks. I love roller coasters. And I always make it kind of a... I kind of always reserve, a day every winter. I mean, not winter, a fall Halloween time to go to either the Halloween Haunt at King's Dominion or Six Flags or any of these around, Busch Gardens, any of them. Because I love them.
Now, does Hiram work the Halloween shift for some of these?
Yeah, he said he was telling us that he works as a supervisor for the Halloween Haunt. So that's what originally got us the idea, and so we figured that'd be a really cool thing to do, and I guess it worked out well.
Yeah, it's great. And again, you know, for anybody who listens to this in the future, the idea about, you know, pulling in something that you've got sort of, not like you have the story, but at least access to some of the things and the ideas and the background to be able to pull in works really well. Mm-hmm. All right, so congratulations. Great show. You guys are done. And, of course, DS-106 keeps rolling on. You got more stuff to do. But give your team a real big pat on the back and say, teacher's really happy with that.
All right, cool. See you later, Professor.
Take care, Eric. Bye.
Bye.